From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. President Bush traveled to Youngstown, Ohio today after delivering his speech on Iraq last night in Pennsylvania. Mr. Bush visited a health care center in Youngstown. It's an area that's overwhelmingly Democratic. And while the speech last night and visit today are being widely covered by local media, NPR's Brian Naylor reports that the coverage may not be to the president's liking.
A few hours after President Bush's speech last night, this is what viewers of Youngstown TV station WFMJ's 11 o'clock news saw. The reporter is Matt Stone.
Jeanette Sanders has two sons serving in the Marines. She says she's not interested in what the president has to say.
Unless he can promise that he's going to bring our children home and quit donating our children over there. I just don't have anything to hear. I don't want to hear anything from him any longer. Enough's enough.
Jeanette is not alone. I called dozens of military families in the valley, and no one had plans to watch tonight's speech.
If the goal of the president's speech last night was to win over or at least reassure Americans that there is a plan to end the U.S. involvement with Iraq, it's clear he has some work to do in Northeast Ohio. Lisa Sawley, the managing editor of the Warren Tribune Chronicle, which serves as Youngstown's morning paper, says people in the region are growing weary of the conflict.
What started out as a very patriotic support has turned into maybe we don't know the whole truth, and a lot of readers or people that we've interviewed have said that they're just not sure exactly what our reasoning is at this point and that they don't want anyone else to die.
Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley are home to an Air Force Reserve unit and also some of the state's most solidly Democratic voters. It's a blue-collar region and one that's been struggling. Political science professor Paul Srasik of Youngstown State University.
The war hasn't really been front and center here. It's not, I think, the most important issue on the minds of the voters in Youngstown and the surrounding, what they call the Mahoning Valley. It's the economy here, and that's really the most, I think, important question for voters here.
Unemployment is at double-digit levels, and the region, which Srasik says missed out on the economic boom of the 90s, has been hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs. Perhaps not surprisingly, the president didn't talk about the economy in Youngstown, nor did he mention Iraq. Instead, Mr. Bush focused on health care.
There's an interesting debate in Washington about health care. My view is that we need to empower consumers and doctors. You need to make sure the patient-doctor relationship is the center of healthcare decision-making, not Washington, D.C. We need to make sure that we put good policy in place that helps patients.
Lisa Sawley of the Warren Tribune Chronicle says regardless of the content, Mr. Bush's visit will get front-page treatment in her paper again tomorrow, just as his speech on Iraq did.
The story was basically our main story on the front page. It was a package with pictures and also sidebars on his visit here today. Today we allocated at least four reporters, three photographers, and some staff members were on call to handle his visit here, which we will play out front and also ask for extra space inside.
Space the White House hopes will pay dividends in November. The president won Ohio in 2000, and repeating his victory this year is critical to Mr. Bush's reelection chances. Brian Naylor, NPR News.